The organisation Dogs Lost Cornwall, well, it's a national organisation, but this is Cornwall's branch. I wouldn't have got Aussie back without them. They were all so helpful, lovely. They went out of their way. They spent time and money running around trying to catch him, trying to follow up sightings. And as I say, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have him back with me now. So I thought I'd try and organise this tabletop sale to see if we can make a bit of money to put towards their funding.
Which is a brilliant idea, and I'm sure they'll be really, really grateful. And you're looking for donations, really, of items to sell.
That's right. Anything that anybody doesn't want anymore, really. We're any clothes, toys, bric-a-brac. Anything, anything that people don't need anymore, basically. And all the money we raise will go to the Dogs Lost Trust in Cornwall.
Well, it's such a good, as you say, a good cause, and someone like yourself really knows how vital it is, I suppose.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, those 3 weeks that my baby was missing were the worst ever. And to have him back fit and well, it's just absolutely amazing. And as I say, I couldn't have done it without them at all. I wouldn't have him here now if it wasn't for them.
And I was just going to ask finally how he's doing since he's been back.
Oh, he's good. He's good. Yeah, he's lost a bit of weight, which I suppose is to be expected. First few days he was home, he didn't stop eating. It's a wonder he's not the size of a house. I can't believe he's only been back a week, but yeah, he's settled right back in. It's like he's never been away, really. Follows mummy around like a little shadow, but that's to be expected. And I just love having him back here. I really missed him. It was horrible while he wasn't here.